Hey, Regan.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
It's a nightmare every day in a good way. How about yourself?
Same.
I actually love long-term relationships. I just got on the phone with a customer. I've done like 15 deals for this guy, but he's an interesting character to say the least.
Yeah.
my proudest customer, if you want to know the truth, is there's a guy that I was just talking to a few weeks ago, and our relationship started with him on doing a $20,000. He had some credit issues, nasty divorce, and he started with a $20,000 equipment loan from us. And since then, we actually do two types of loans here. One is we offer equipment financing. We also do a lot of unsecured capital loans for people in the sound industry, like customers that are going to take our money and buy from Brazil or buy from India or buy from China, but they need cash to do so. And so we've done well over, I think, $750,000 for this guy, but it all just started from one little small relationship. And so it's kind of cool. So let's kind of go over your file and walk you through the questions so I can make sure you understand everything. Just so you know, you're going to be provided a contract in writing. There's like no beating around the bush. So when we pay stone equipment vendors, no one in the stone industry, unless they're a weird, crazy person, will ever ship equipment without getting paid. Why is that? Well, you're actually in probably the worst state to do this. You're in one of the worst. And the fear is someone asks to give equipment get shipped, stops answering phone calls, won't get pay, the vendor's stuck in a hard place. So the vast majority of vendors have left a pretty hard and firm rule that unless they really, really know the customer, like it's the 10th deal, they're not going to ship anything and deliver without their money. And I'm sure you understand that. So how does this work? Well, we do what's called pre-funding. And pre-funding means the following. Instead of having you have to pay the vendor before shipment, which is asking you to front 50 grand, we actually pay the vendor upon shipment. So what we do is we do what's pre-funding. It means we release the payment to the vendor. They receive the wire. We wire them. They get their payment. So they're getting their payment before delivery. Now, I spoke to the vendor. I don't work for him, by the way. He said there's a few people looking for the saw, but he obviously, you know, he's always a first come first serve company, but he said he's looking at about November 5th, perhaps even sooner, but that's the date he gave me. So let's assume we funded the vendor today. We sign your contract today, we pay the vendor today. You have an option of the billing cycle the 1st or the 15th. So let's assume you do the 1st. Well, the amount you're putting due at signing is not a deposit. It actually represents your first full month's payment. So if you did your first month, October 1st to November 1st would be prepaid. You would have a small portion of rent. It's called interim rent or pro rata that covers basically the days between today when we pay the vendor and the end of the month. So about 3 days of interim rent. And then your next so that's your payment multiplied by 3 over 30. And then, so 300 bucks, give or, no, sorry, 30 bucks, give or take. Hold on 1 second. What is, no, 3 over 30 is 10%. It'd be like $106 approximately, because your payment's $1,060. And then your second full payment would be due November 1st. Let's say you wanted a 15th billing cycle. No problem at all. That means October 15th to November 15th would be prepaid. You'd have pro rata covering today to the 15th. And then your second full payment would be due November 15th. So your transaction actually commences when we fund the vendor. That's when the payments start. But the 10% you're putting down is not a deposit. It actually equals your first month's payment. That's what it covers.
Okay, so that will be due October 1st.
No. So that would be due. Oh. So let's walk through it. Sorry, not a problem. This is your first time doing it. I'll walk through every step. So you'll have a check due at signing us via fax for $42.95. $42.95 plus the dock fee is usually about $300, so about $45.95, we'll call it $4,600. That includes your first full month's payment. The rest of your payments are $1,060. So that would cover your first full month. So if we set up your billing cycle on the 1st, that would cover October. If we set up your billing cycle on the 15th, that would cover October 15th to November 15th. You would pay the difference between when we paid the vendor today and that first billing cycle, and then the second payment, the second month of $1,060, would be due once the second billing cycle comes up. So basically, it doesn't matter when the saw gets delivered. So let's just say it took 6 months to deliver the saw. That means you'd still be paying every month, because that is between you and the dealer. In this case, though, the dealer is telling us about November 5th.
Okay.
And I'd always, gotcha. You know, I always tell customers, look, your vendor's a super nice guy. I've done millions of dollars of business for him and his customers, but I always confirm with him, you know, that's your contract with him, and you have a separate financing contract with us.
Okay.
But yeah, then it covers your first full month. We have to clear those funds. We clear all funds, regardless of size, before we pay the vendor. So if you had $10 due at signing, I still have to clear that amount because it's just like a lease agreement. Let's just say you're writing a lease agreement for your, well, you have a mortgage, but you guys had a lease agreement, correct?
We have a mortgage.
Yeah, but you had a lease agreement in your old building, correct?
No, we were subcontracting the workout.
Oh, okay. So in this case, let's say you lease an apartment. We're just going to use that argument. And let's say, or the idea, let's say you have your first monthly payment due at signing with your lease agreement. That's it. And a security deposit. Okay. They're going to clear those funds before they give you the keys. We're going to clear those funds before we pay the vendor.
Gotcha.
But the bigger thing to understand is that 10% equals 1 month. It's not a deposit. So it would actually cover, I would think the best thing is to have your billing cycle set on the first, minimize your interim rent, and number two, that would be clean. It would cover your first October, so your second payment would be coming out November 1st.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay, cool. I think everything sounds good, and November 5th would be fantastic. That'd be put us exactly where we need to be, so that'd be amazing.
Cool. Asterisk. Make sure you email your vendor, you confirm the dates. I don't work for the vendor, so I facilitate the transaction. I don't want to pass you around, but I always say, hey, look, I don't represent the seller, and I have to be as clear as possible, and then I'm sure you understand why.
Oh, yeah. So would that be Penny that I would be
emailing? Yeah, Penny is the seller, correct. I'd say, hey, just want to confirm we're looking at about the 5th.
Okay, great. Okay, sounds good. I'll get those driver's license over to you here shortly, and then just send me over that contract, and we'll get going on it.
Yeah, once it's ready, I'll give you a call, and we'll get your documents moving towards funding today.
Okay, beautiful.
Talk to you soon.
Thanks, bye.
Bye-bye.